I think what happened was that we had been leafly in the field house where they were having the deferment test. They were giving a test then to all males. The selective service was, and if you pass a test, then you could stay in school, and if you didn't pass, you got drafted. Oh. And we were out there leafleting that, and that action grew into the city, because we're trying to, the issue was taken over by committed in the war type people, and it was turned into an anti-2S demonstration. I'm sorry, that's not right. Let me say that again. It was turned into an anti-university complicity with the selective service demonstration. In other words, they didn't want the grades or these or the university facilities to be used for these tests and so forth. They didn't want the grades sent to selective service. Mm-hmm. And the University of Chicago had a demonstration a few weeks earlier about that. And the SDS people, because they came out of the civil rights movement much more than the Committee on the War people, who were a lot of whom were red babies, felt that the question of race was important and realized that if middle-class college kids didn't go fight, the blacks would go fight, and so tried to raise an anti-deferment position, which was not adopted. But that issue was raised.
Anti-deferment position in the university?
In the demonstration, to be against all demonstrations.
Yeah.
I mean, against all deferments, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes, that wouldn't be very popular with most college students.
And it eventually wasn't when they adopted the lottery, which was a very bad political mistake on their part, because it really increased the demonstrations, I think, from the college kids.
Yeah.
But it was because of those criticisms raised by the anti-war movement that poor people and blacks were doing all the fighting that they were forced to adopt the lottery, I believe.